SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the Friday edition of the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're getting close to the holidays, but nevertheless, the holidays make you feel good, and the good section of the good, the bad, and the dumb make you feel good. Before we get to that, though, I did see the video you sent me on the Ronaldo goal. That's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Exactly.
He I don't know how far he jumped up in the air, but his thigh was on top of the guy's head. He jumped so high that he could have kneed the guy in the back of the head.
And he flew for a little bit.
And that's he flew for a bit. He hovered for a bit.
He might be exposing a whole race of people out there that may not want to be exposed.
That's very true. They're probably having a conversation with him right now, telling him to back off.
Yeah, you got to slow it down there a
little bit. Right. It's like Clark Kent's dad in the original Superman. He's like, oh, every time I get the ball, I can score a touchdown. I was like, I know, but you can't play. It's just the way it goes. Yeah. All right, what's the good of the day?
We actually got two. Because this one story I couldn't leave up, pass up. And one is, you know, something for us to look forward to tomorrow. Wakanda was removed as a free trade partner by the USDA. I'm glad they did this.
Wakanda, the one from Black Panther?
Yeah, Wakanda.
To explain this. I have...
I guess the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, had created a website for ease, and you could, I'm not really sure what the website is for, forgive me, but one of the options of countries to select, it was a test run, and they had put down Wakanda to make sure that Wakanda would pop up, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And they left it there.
Oh, well done.
So several months have gone by with Wakanda apparently being a free trade partner with the likes of, you know, Canada and Mexico and Peru.
Well, as long as they hand over some of that fancy meteorite stuff.
Exactly. But, I mean, to the USDA's credit, their tweet about it was, hey, we had to remove Wakanda as a free trade partner, but our relationship with them is still strong.
That's good. That's funny. So that's good job. Well, that's cute.
At least they were able to have fun with themselves.
That's neat.
But the really good is that if you're not doing anything tomorrow, say around 11:30 Eastern, you probably would want to tune into Saturday Night Live.
I saw this promoted so heavily Sunday night. I was, and the way they promoted it gave me a little bit of chills. I really,
Eddie Murphy,
really am looking forward to
it. If you haven't heard, Eddie Murphy is set to host. It will be his first time hosting in 35 years. Now, he was on the show from 80 to 84, and he hosted once in 84. Did not return except for a brief appearance for, I think it was like their 20th anniversary or 25th anniversary.
Yeah, very brief.
Celebration,
though.
Very brief. I mean, no, I don't even know if he was in a skit. It was more like, hey, I'm waving to the crowd. Yes, I'm here.
I heard he had a long running feud with the show and Lorne Michaels because David Spade, in his funny weekend news segments where he did like the Hollywood Minute, had a picture of him and said, look, kids, a falling star. And Murphy took offense to that and didn't want to have anything to do with Lorne Michaels or anything with Saturday Night Live. And that's why he kept himself away from any of those guest appearances in the past.
But
he could have done plenty of them promoting his movies and everything, and he didn't.
I mean, I'm hoping that maybe we get an update in Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
I would love it.
You know, it's Christmas time. He did a Christmas version of Mr. Robinson way back in the day. I would love it. I'm just curious to see how he's going to do it. I mean, he's become more of a decent actor, I should say. He's
doing some really good roles.
He's not doing like the Beverly Hills Cop 48 Hours comedies anymore.
I haven't seen it yet, but they say the My Name is Dolomite on Netflix. He's fantastic in it. Fantastic.
In fact, I've heard that there's Oscar buzz surrounding him.
Yeah. So
as a lead actor. So
the promo, if you watch Sunday Night Football, it's been on obviously since then, but if you watch, I saw it about five times on Sunday Night Football. The way they did the soft audio background of some of his famous skits.
Yes.
And then bringing up the big, then just showing him, and it said Eddie Murphy SNL. Well done. Well, really, really created a great buzz for his appearance this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I hope it hits it out of the park. Can I just tell you, this is going to date me. When I was a kid, staying up for Saturday Night Live was hard. I just you know, it was just hard. I remember we all, wanted to do it. Like, just everyone, there was a buzz of like, did you see Gumby? Did you see Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood? We wanted to see Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live when I was a kid so bad. And I was just too young to stay up.
Right.
So, you know.
But then, I think it hit its, for us, it hit its peak when it came to like the late 80s, early 90s, and into the, I say, or maybe early 90s all the way through the 90s with the Mike Myers, Dana Carvey cast.
Right.
Into the Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan cast. I mean, that was like, I think that was our heyday. Became much easier, but I was with you. I wanted to stay up and see, you know, just what kind of hijinks, but it was, you know, a lot of times it was because mom let me sleep in her bed and I was, you know, she was watching late night TV and I get to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, I'm asleep.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean,
same way we probably watched Letterman and Leno.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Or Carson.
I had a friend of mine who had an older brother. He had Raw. Right.
The comedy
album. And we were like, we got to listen to that. And it's got all the dirty words in it. We couldn't wait to get get anything Eddie Murphy related. And he was making these rated R movies that we couldn't go see. And we were so mad because I wanted to see Beverly Hills Cop and I was too young. And as I got older, I saw all of them. I made sure I saw all of them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend. All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad. We also have a double bad of the day because they both need their own attention. In not so shocking news, Magic Johnson claims that none of the Lakers' success this season would have happened without him.
Of course he did. Of course he's going to. Why wouldn't he? Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. I'm just curious, though, that if the Lakers were just as bad as they were bad this year as they were last year, would he be claiming the
No, not at all. That's not how it works. It's when you hire a former athletic superstar in the front office, they don't take the blame for when it's bad. They take the credit when it's good. Right, unless of course you're John Elway, then you take all the arrows that get thrown your way. But nevertheless, no, you take credit when it's good, but when it's bad, it's always somebody else that's made. I don't really run the decisions. I'll go talk to Rob Pelinka. I don't know what's going on around here.
Yeah,
I'm not in those meetings.
I was so glad that he came out and decided to take responsibility for what's happening this season.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, the Lakers lost their first back-to-back games.
That's right. That's exactly right. They did.
First time this season losing back-to-back games. So,
is he just taking credit for LeBron, who that it's almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Oh,
like I brought in LeBron, he brought Anthony Davis.
Yes.
So because of that, and they made these trades, and because of that, I get
credit
for it.
And whoever they get next season will be because of Magic as well.
That's right. That's right. So when LeBron convinces yet another player to come to L.A. to play for him and Anthony Davis, he'll say, well, I did set the domino in motion by getting LeBron in the first place and thus triggering this effect all the way down the line. So everything really does come back to me.
And if they do start, like, say, I'm just going to say a Warriors-esque dynasty, it'll be because of Magic Johnson.
That's right. Now, wouldn't it be funny if LeBron said, yeah, I love Magic. Magic's awesome. I love him, but I was coming to L.A. no matter who was in the front office.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah,
can't steal Magic's thunder.
Yeah, if he did that.
The other bad of the day, because it's other not-so-shocking news, and when I first read this, it was like, well, really? But then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, not too surprising that only the Redskins team president, Bruce Allen, is allowed to throw the team's challenge flags.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this. Why don't I know this? I have a feeling like that would have been written up 75,000 times.
It was funny because I just saw it today as well. But it was tweeted out November 3rd.
Okay.
And it was tweeted out by a radio guy in D.C., the website's acting, Craig Hoffman, who hosts a show on the Fan in D.C., and he got his information from Michael Phillips, who writes for, Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Okay. So you're telling me that when the Redskins want to challenge a call,
it's up to him.
He's in the box.
With the assistance
and he radios down
input. You know, he'll talk to the other coaches and say, what do you think?
Right, but, because isn't that the way it's supposed to? Don't you have people, the way I always thought it was when I'm a head coach and there's a call, I'm hearing it from my guys upstairs who see it better and can access some more information than what I have on the sidelines as to whether or not I should challenge that.
Right.
Right? So I've got coaches in the box, and they're looking down, and they may even see it on a monitor like, no, challenge that one. You're probably going to win it. It's really, you know, obviously the coach, if it's close at the goal line and they're there on the field, they can throw, they do it. But So Allen is up in the booth basically radioing in down to Callahan now and saying, throw the challenge?
I'm not going to say Callahan. I want a picture that he has a guy employed whose only job is to throw the red flag.
So the guy
I want to picture that in my head.
So another guy on the sidelines has the red flag and he gets it from Allen.
Let's do it that way.
And that way Callahan goes, "Oh, shocking to me. I guess we're challenging."
Or you know, the problem is that there's been a fair amount of plays that should have been challenged that did not not challenged.
Got it. Because
maybe he wasn't paying, I don't know.
Maybe that's all right. But well, that's a little bizarre.
The only thing I can't wait is for Jerry Jones to get a hold of this information.
Oh, sure. I'm surprised Jerry hasn't done this already.
Oh, no, I'm certain he's probably thought about it.
Of course.
But said, no,
would you guys
I can't
mind
do that.
If the challenge flags came for me?
But if he hears that a want, division Jerry. Rival is doing it, oh, you know Jerry's got to get his hands on that red flag.
Exactly. Of course, and the NFL will be like, oh, you owners, just do whatever you want. Call plays. We don't care. What are you going to do? Just call it. Call what you see it. Make the call.
Yep.
Do what you want. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, you know, we have all these dating websites, and then we have the promiscuous dating websites. Remember Ashley Madison?
I do.
Where, you know, if you're unhappy in your marriage, you can go to this discreet website and hook up with somebody else who's
until
not
they
happy.
Got hacked.
Until they got hacked and exposed. Well, there's another one that was created, and this one is to help you get in touch, if you will, with your coworker.
Okay, and this is how. Okay, so
you have a crush on your coworker. This is how it works. You have a crush on your coworker, right? But you can't really go up and ask because she's married. Right. And this works just the same for girls. They're, you know, if they have a crush on their married boss or married
coworker.
So
Linda in sales is married might like her as a single guy, an unmarried single guy. You might like Linda in sales. So what do you do?
And this is where it's dumb because I don't like how this is how it's streamed. But you would enter this website using your Instagram account. And send her a private message to her Instagram account.
Right.
And if she responds, there's, I guess, a website that's created like, hey, she's interested too. And you guys could possibly start a discreet office romance.
That doesn't sound like it would work at all.
No, because I'm quickly thinking to the opposite. Like, hey, what if I'm interested in Linda in sales and she's a happily married woman?
Right.
I'm going to send her this email to her saying, hey, I'm really interested in you. And she responds, I'm not.
I have a better way to do this. Why don't you take a piece of paper and write, I like you. Do you like me? Check yes or no and hand it to her.
Yep.
And if she hands it back that says yes, you can start it.
Oh,
that's right. I'm sorry because I wasn't a big dater in school. Yeah. Hand it to a friend to hand it to her and see if she returns it.
So, yeah, I can't imagine anything going wrong with this website.
Oh, please. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like trying too hard to get in on this new internet craze. That sounds way too complicated. Yeah.
All the ideas were taken, and then you went, let's do this one. Why not?
And they went, oh, God, why make it hard? I mean, that sounds way too difficult.
And, the sad thing is we're giving I don't know the website's name, but, you know, some people out there are probably going to be Googling it right now saying, oh, I got to get in on this. So we're giving
because Linda in sales looks available.
Linda in sales looks, she looks miserable in her
And just can't stand
marriage.
Her husband. Just miserable every day, married to the man of her dreams, quote unquote. And it's just a pit of hell.
Whatever happened to just good old fashioned, hey, we got drunk at an office party hookup.
Yeah, you're right.
This is the time of the year for it. Not
it
for you to be on the computer.
That's right.
Just get
That's...
drunk at an office party. Go up to her and I really like you.
The internet's nuts. The internet is just nuts.
So I couldn't think of anything dumber heading
That's
into
good.
The weekend.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, ESPN Nation AM.